T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up on the under 8 timeout in Nashville, Auburn has opened up a 53-50 lead on South Carolina, and the Gamecocks just fouled them. And listen, Auburn's left this door open. South Carolina's got to come through and punch it in. So we will keep you updated here over the final 30 minutes as Clemson Tiger baseball. Coming up at 5:30, Patrick Brown showed up as he will be taking that feed. So he's going to pop on with us as well here in the final 30 minutes. And listen, guys, Patrick, I told the story yesterday about Sawgrass when it was being built by the legendary golf course architect Pete Dye. He didn't like how the green was on the other side of the pond at number 17, and just it was irking him. This isn't right. This isn't right. This isn't right. And so, you know, they were living there in the Jacksonville area when they were building that stadium course. And he and his wife went out and got on, I don't know if it was a golf cart, but, you know, a four-wheel vehicle. And it was actually Pete Dye's wife who suggested, what about an island green? And the rest is history. Is the guys, is Diesel, is Patrick Brown, is the 17th hole at the stadium course at Sawgrass one of the most iconic holes in golf?
It's not one of. It is the most iconic hole in golf.
I think probably so, too. Maybe, taking out maybe something from St. Andrews.
I'm saying Amen's Corner.
Yeah.
At the Masters. I think that one is more
of a... But
that's
a series of holes.
Yeah, but that's more of like an aesthetically pleasing type of holes. That is the most challenging hole in golf. The greens aren't that big. It's a lot difficult. It's one of those where you could be playing your best round ever and you hit two bad shots and you're done for the tournament.
Like Tiger Woods earlier today?
Apparently.
He is on a roll, Diesel, okay? First of all, Tommy Fleetwood leads at 12 under, Brian Harman at 10 under, Jim Furyk at 9, Roy McIlroy at 8, Kevin Kisner's at 8, Jason Day's at 8. So this goes set up to be a heck of a run this weekend, and what some people say is the fifth major of the season, which I'm having a hard time adapting to. This thing's at March 15th. It's never been at this point. But Tiger gets hot. He's building his momentum. He's up to like 7 or 8 under par when he rolls up to that 118-yard tee shot at number 17 earlier today. You know what he walked off that 118-yard par 3 with?
I think it was a quadruple.
7. He hit 2 in the water.
That's what makes the hole so great.
And see, to me, that's what I miss a little bit about where we've come with golf, with the Brooks Koepkas and the like of these younger guys, which is hit the biggest, fattest driver out there, hit it over the trees now, and let me hit a sand wedge in.
Yeah.
The taking shot making, it doesn't matter who's sitting there, whether you got – I mean, God forbid, if anybody's hitting an 8-iron on the PGA Tour from 120 yards, you're screwed. But it doesn't matter if you have an L wedge, lob wedge, 70 degree.
Yeah.
You got to hit the right shot to the right distance there. And that's actually why I like that hole. There's really no bell out, if you will. It's one of the few places that I go, it's nice to see you have to do something and not be able to just fly it into the hole and stop it.
A lot of people, that's why you see people like kind of like a Phil Mickelson has some success around that hole because they're short game players. The short game players thrive on this course and actually makes it for a lot more competitive golf, which I kind of like it this early in the season because it kind of builds the hype towards the Masters. Now that it's so early, we're a month away from Augusta National, you're kind of wondering, okay, what is golf going to do in that month? Right now, we're pretty much dominated with March Madness. The thing is, though, you look at it and go, okay, the Players is going up. The fans love it. People who watch it actually love watching this course and how they play it. So for me, smart move by Goff making this in March.
One of the biggest disappointments of my career. Like right now, as I've told Diesel, you want to get me upset with the little things in life, let me not get my Fanta Orange slushy. All right? That's mm-hmm. just a deal breaker when it comes to my life right now. But.
Oh, I could think of about 100 other ways to get you upset.
But I'm talking right now, like yesterday when I stopped in my place to get my Fanta Orange, and that was the one of the eight machines that mm-hmm. were down. That was a disappointing moment. All right, so first world problems. Yeah. But I love the fact it brings something a little different. And one of my biggest disappointments is this. My first ACC football kickoff about 10 years ago. Boy, back in the day. Now they only have it in Charlotte. Yeah, we used to rotate between the Grandover at Greensboro, Sawgrass they took us to. So we got to play free golf down there, but that was when they were renovating the stadium course for more seating. So I didn't get a chance to play that 17th hole.
I mean, for me, though, it's still one of the best courses to watch on TV as well because the crowd gets so animated into it, especially on 17. I know people who go there first thing in the morning and just go and sit on 17. They don't leave.
I got a fraternity brother from the University of Alabama that lives in Raleigh, and he and his brother, I've already seen the picture on Facebook, with Heineken's in hand at the 17th green today.
That's I was going to ask you, how many golf balls would you cheat by in your bag and just fill up that golf? Because you know you're going to put at least 10 in the drink before you land one on the green.
I'd say I want to see how like you do on the driving range first.
I know when I'm playing with what kind of golfer based off of this, all right? Mm-hmm. I'll go in my bag and pick out the nicest, most expensive ball on the par three over the water. Why? Because I hate people that go, ooh, I better play my water ball and go get the crappiest ball out of their bag on that par three. Why? You're admitting defeat before you ever address the ball mm-hmm. by putting this up. Well, if I lose this one, it doesn't hurt.
That's why I buy all my golf balls at Walmart. I just buy the big box.
But no, I go on eBay. You can buy like some of those, found in the drink, 200 variety pack. You might get some Pro V ones. Mm-hmm. Then you might get, the rock flies. Doesn't matter what you get.
See, there was a place when my parents used to have a place on the Grand Strand called the Lost Ball Outlet. And all those people did was like have a contract with those local courses on the Grand Strand. And you go in there and they give you an egg crate, mm-hmm. With 12 eggs. And you just sit there and pick out which ball you wanted to. But, yeah, I've always if you're playing with somebody that you don't know their skill level and you get to that one tough par three that's over water and they mm-hmm. immediately go to their bag and get out their quote-unquote water ball, that to me is somebody that doesn't have a lot of confidence in their
exactly
game. But this is gonna be a hell of a leaderboard, guys. I mean, granted, Tommy Fleetwood, if he still doesn't have the greatest mullet in the PGA, that means he cut it off here during the offseason. Yeah. Jim Furyk, right there on the leaderboard.
Good to see him back up.
Kevin Kisner, Jason Day, Ian Poulter, Roy McIlroy, Keegan Bradley, Patrick Reed, Roy Sabatini, just like to say, you remember Sabatini, mm-hmm. Adam Scott, all within striking distance. And so would a Tiger Woods been if he doesn't hit two in the water on number seven. But I just love that. Somebody told me that story. It might have even been Bo Welling, who is now Tiger Woods' main golf architect, who is from right here in Greenville. But, he had put the green on the other side of the pond, and it made it kind of a little almost like horseshoe green, and he just wasn't happy with it. And they said they literally sat there over a bottle of wine one day with the sun going down. What do we do with this? What do we do with this? And it was finally his wife goes, why don't you stick a green in the middle of the pond? And the rest is history.
Yeah, and like Diesel said, the most iconic hole in golf.
Yep. So now, do you brag about that? I mean, obviously it's out there now. Or do you, no, that was my idea the whole time. I'm not giving my wife that credit. Lord, no.
Well, unless if he wants his wife to stay his wife, then he better give her credit for that.
Exactly. Happy marriage.
I just see this whole Sheldon and Amy thing coming out from the Big Bang Theory when he felt like she got credit for their whatever dissertation paper, you know what I mean? But going to be interesting, no doubt. What did y'all think of first of all, everything's getting ready to change here with the new ACC network. All right. What did y'all think about the fact that we now know Clemson opens on a Thursday night, the first game ever on the ACC network come football season in August against Georgia Tech? Did y'all see the announcement today from the Atlantic Coast Conference that 14 of the 15 teams in the league are going to open up on November 5th or November 6th with conference games? Clemson will open up on November 5th, hosting Virginia Tech to open their basketball season next year.
God bless it.
They have added
the
ACC network. They have now expanded from 18 league games to 20 games. Also, the point being, like, everybody gets all upset about attendance at bowl games, and I giggle at it. Bowl games are just ESPN filler.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday afternoon, it's not that expensive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now you add two more conference games. Why? You need programming on your new ACC network. That's why they have now grown from 18 to 20 games, and of course, they're going to fill that ACC network with conference games on November 5th and November 6th. I did not see that one coming today.
I didn't either. And the thing is I'm okay with it as long as, you know, some of the bigger rivalries get saved for the end.
Now, Duke, will not be part of that. They will be playing in the Champions Classic like they do every single year. So, but maybe this is a one-year thing, because I'm very happy to announce two friends of ours in West Durham, the former voice of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, the voice of the Atlanta Falcons. You know, his dad was Woody Durham, the longtime legendary voice of the North Carolina Tar Heels. Wes and Mark Packer. I don't know if y'all remember Billy Packer, the old CBS analyst who played basketball at Wake Forest. Dude, when I was growing up, and tonight is the final day of Raycom television in the ACC. Sell with the pie. Dude, it was a big game when I was growing up. If Jim Thacker and Billy Packer were on the call with Bones McKinney, dude, you stopped at noon on Saturday and you watched whatever ACC game was on. So congratulations to Mark Packer and West Durham. They'll be doing the morning show on the new ACC network.
I did see that there's one teacher still in the state of Maryland still doing the Lord's work. They stopped down. Yeah, they stopped down and played the ACC tournament. Even though they're Big Ten now, they said, screw that. No, this is still ACC country, and they stopped down to watch the ACC tournament in Maryland.
Yeah, if you want to read a really cool article about this right now, Ryan McGee, our buddy with ESPN, just go McGee ESPN. He did a whole article about when I was growing up, because he and I are the same age, dude. It wasn't a real school day if they didn't walk in on rollers and a television on the quarterfinal Friday of the ACC tournament. I mean, teachers didn't mind it. Principals didn't mind it. And it was the one time you could get away with it.
Whenever I was a senior in high school, we would do, you know, whenever the tournament would go on, we would actually bring computers to class, and the teachers would allow it. They knew what we were doing.
Just didn't want to acknowledge it.
They were like, no, we're fine.
All right. Steven, speaking of Raycom, wants to talk about that. Steven, hope you're having a good day.
Hey, I am. So talking about Raycom, it's actually interesting. I know Price Atkinson posted something on his Facebook about how, like, it's kind of sad that Raycom's going to be shutting down and or not going to have the ACC anymore. And I will say this. I moved here, like, 4 years ago, and it was like, to the week. So it was actually last week I showed up, and then the first week I had cable television in my own place was this week. And I remember, like, setting up my apartment at the time and watching the ACC tournament, like the day games, because there's nothing else on. That was me being a New Yorker. That was kind of when I was like, oh, wow, the ACC is sort of a Southern conference. Before that, I always knew it was a basketball conference with, you know, Tobacco Road and everything. But I never really considered it like a Southern thing, and the idea of the ACC tournament. And then what that meant, you know, when the ACC tournament moved to Brooklyn, they're like, you know, how foreign that was to me. I thought that was cool, like going up there, but I will say it is kind of like me, even, you know, the Yankee who moved down here, I kind of get it with Raycom and people feeling bad about it.
Yeah, I do. Thanks. We're right against the break, Steven. Listen, it's a generation gone down. I am very fortunate that my technically he's my cousin, but due to age difference, he always felt like my uncle. But on my mom's side of the family, Ed Hull retired as president of Jefferson Pilot Teleproductions. Dude, he literally started at WBT in Charlotte back in the day out of the University of South Carolina. Y'all know what Ed Hull's first job was at WBT back in the day? It was setting up the wrestling ring in for Saturday morning taping of local wrestling. He retires as president of Jefferson Pilot Teleproductions. We'll come back. We'll close up shop and then turn it over to our buddy Don Munson, Clemson Notre Dame baseball. Give you a quick update on conference tournament action. Patrick Brown will be taking the Clemson baseball feed. Diesel and I'll be back on air on Monday. I'll be at Smoke on the Water. We'll get into bracket stuff. Patrick, you're an unabashed South Carolina fan. The Gamecocks are down 8.
I want to go ahead and put this on the record. I'm wearing my Carolina stuff.
You are?
Right? Okay, because Mark Ryan believes it's a myth that I don't wear my Carolina stuff.
You just take it off when he's around. All right, so it's 67-59, Auburn with the ball. Less than 3 minutes left, 2 minutes and 54 seconds left in the game. So they're going to be shooting free throws to go up double digits. If this lead holds for Auburn, I believe you just asked me, even an NIT bid for South Carolina, not at 16-16.
No, I see that.
Especially if any upsets come down, you know, because regular season champions get an automatic bid to the NIT. And I don't think they take a look at the CIT. I think what South Carolina now has to pay attention to is what I may hear coming out of the University of Miami, where Larry Nagin's going to hang it up. And I promise you that one of the first phone calls they make is going to be to Frank Martin. Why? He's an old Miami high school coach from back in the day. So just makes a lot of sense right there with him in that area. Now, I'm not saying absolutely. He's leaving. Just saying that would be the first phone, one of the first phone calls that Miami would make.
And it will honestly come down to whether or not Frank Martin wants to take that job.
He loves it in Columbia.
I know
he's
does.
Told us that.
I don't doubt that he doesn't love Columbia. But again, hometown, a lot of like people, like a lot of Cuban influence in Miami as well, and he's all about that. Yeah. So it might be a little bit difficult.
All right, guys. Final thing. We're going to teach you one last thing before we get out of here this week. All right. We taught you things like it was Pete Dye's wife that actually came up with the Island Green concept down there. Which is more? All right, which of these totals, that is called your throat coming back to life right now. All right, which of these totals is higher? The amount of money on corporate losses due to unproductive workers during March Madness, meaning the NCAA tournament, or the amount wagered on the 2018 NCAA men's basketball tournament?
Ooh.
I'm going to say A, lost productivity.
I'm going to say B, just because I know there's a lot of gamblers, so B.
Corporate losses due to unproductive workers during March Madness, $4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Amount wagered on the 2018 NCAA men's basketball tournament, $10 billion. Now,
wow.
Here's the best number out of this, all right? How much of that $10 billion was bet legally?
Probably not even half.
$10 million?
$300,000. $9.7 billion of the $10 billion. Dude, I went to Alabama. Yeah. I might need a calculator for this. But $9.7 billion of the $10 billion wagered on last year's NCAA tournament was illegal wagers. Why do you think? Hold on. Let me read this part, and you read that real quick, okay?
Sorry.
Let's make sure we get this right. ESPN Upstate breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
Just reported on from the Kansas City Star, Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill is being investigated by police for alleged battery.
Men need to, of course, that could be even in a bar fight. Battery.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. It's very loose.
If it comes down to domestic, that's when I just go. Like, what did the NFL get it right on Kareem Hunt 8 games for a video in which he got caught red-handed in it?
So yeah.
If I'm a woman, I might be offended by that. But it was nice to see the NFL start to make an attempt to get things right. I don't know if 8 games was the right number or not. I know some women are upset, but you know what? It's a start. It's a move forward with the league identifying there is an issue when it comes to that kind of situation. So, again, a lot of fun. Patrick, I don't think you're going to have any problem. I'll hang around for a bit, but looks like Clemson-Notre Dame baseball. First pitch coming up at 6 p.m. Also, 71-61, Auburn leads South Carolina with 2 minutes and 14 seconds left in this game. So this may be the closer for the South Carolina Gamecocks this year. And like I said, this one's just been bizarre because you look at this, you know, Auburn's the ranked team with the better record and everything else, yet South Carolina was the higher seed in this tournament. You know what? That kind of defines basketball here this year in the state of South Carolina. No explanation for anything, no rhyme or reason. But like I said, you can go to ESPNUpstate.com. You can go ahead and get registered. Come Sunday, you can start making your picks once the brackets are out. Listen, we're sponsored by V's Barbershop here on ESPNUpstate.com in our bracket challenge, but you're going to have, we're going to give out awards after every round. Stoke Grills is involved, mm-hmm. Master Built Tools, Kent Wool Performance, Bojangles, Clear Choice Auto Glass, V's, not to mention Dave and Buster's as well. And we just added a few more gift cards yesterday and last night as well mm-hmm. to that package. So we're just going to keep adding to it, but as we like to say it, you can't win it if you're not in it, and all you have to do is go to ESPNUpstate.com, click the link, get registered, and go make your picks on Sunday. Anything else? I'm going to watch a little golf this weekend and some making sure I'm watching Duke, North Carolina Part 3 tonight at 9:30 because if I can't buy for the life of me, Duke's a favorite in this game after getting beat by North Carolina twice this year. So
I mean, they probably are because this might be the first game we've seen Zion Williams play against North Carolina. Now just 30 seconds. So,
well, it's going to be interesting. I hope he'll wear the same Kyrie Irving shoe that he wore last night so we can see it scroll across on ESPN. I never thought we'd get a shoe update on the scroll on ESPN. All right, guys, have a blessed weekend. Enjoy Clemson Tiger baseball and everything else here on ESPN Upstate. We'll be back on the air at 4 p.m. on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.